Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To believe Kennedy completely and not question any part of why they did this or why they're doing any of the things that they're doing would be to say, okay, well, they realized that, you know, the fans weren't really into the idea of them trading Mookie Betts and that they hated that, which I don't think is something that with hindsight being 2020 now we look back at it, well, you know, I mean, how are we to know? How are you to know that the fans weren't going to like you trading away the 26-year-old MVP and face of the franchise and best player in baseball? Like, you didn't think that that would be, you know, you had to learn from that mistake. They knew perfectly well that that was going to be unpopular. Not only was it unpopular, it led to two lousy seasons. And then in 2021, people kind of forgot about it because they made it to the ALCS. But since then, the winning hasn't been there to paper everything over. And even though they've been winning a lot lately, I caution fans, okay? It's nice to see him go on win streaks. It's nice to see him win seven straight. But when he talks about keeping the fans happy, nothing's going to keep fans happier than winning. Nothing. There's nothing you can do or say or player you can sign or extension you can give out or anything that's going to make fans happier than they will be if you're winning a bunch of games and if you're situated to make a deep playoff run and then ipso facto make said deep playoff run, which the Red Sox, with their resources, should be able to be doing every single year. And the fact that we're on year whatever of, you know, no playoffs is ridiculous. So that's sort of the point, is that this isn't a group that just bought the team a couple years ago, all right? This isn't like the new Celtics group coming in and trying to figure out, learn the ropes around, you know, the fans and how to navigate all that. These guys have owned the team for a quarter of a century, okay? They have been owners of this team for 25 years. So when I hear them talking about, you know, not wanting to give up on homegrown players and learning from your man and all those other things, it's like, come on. These guys have been around the block a while. They've been around the block so long, in fact, that they knew to go right to the player. They knew they had a player that wanted to be here, which I don't think they had in Mookie Betts. I think Mookie Betts would have signed here if they offered him the right amount of money. Did he want to be here? Was he dead set on staying in Boston and would take less money to stay here? No, obviously not, because they did make him an offer. It was kind of ridiculous and a little insulting. But they offered him that after he had already won an MVP. Like, this offer to Roman Anthony is while he's still a very hyped-up prospect and guy who's played in the majors for under 2 months. With Mookie, he had already achieved a lot. He had won a World Series. He'd won an MVP. He was the man, you know? Like, that, to offer him a low-ball contract at that point was ridiculous. So those two things aren't really all that comparable. But I think in the sense of, you know, homegrown players, and the way that fans root for him and the way that fans sort of grow attached to him and all of that, that's a real thing. And Kennedy, whatever you think about him, is in touch on some level with what fans react positively to. It's just that within the parameters of the John Henry-owned Red Sox, it's hard for guys like him and guys like Craig Kimbrell and everybody else to consistently deliver that. when they're operating with such restrictive
parameters.
Thank you very much. Exactly. Restrictive parameters. Now, you can look at this Roman Anthony thing and say, well, Arcand, you can't say that they're being cheap now. You can't say that they're being cheap. Look what they just did for this 21-year-old. If they believe that he's going to be the next big thing in the majors, then this was a money-saving maneuver. It was. It just was. There's no way to deny that. And maybe Roman Anthony is going to be the best player in the history of the game. He would kind of have to be to max out those incentives. And, you know, we're all going to look back at this and say, wow, I can't believe they had this guy for a bargain. But even if he's something short of that, even if he's just like a all-star, you know, a three-time all-star, four-time all-star over the course of these next, 8 years or whatever, or more than that, and you're getting him for 16-5, oh, that's tremendous. That's a tremendous win for the team. And keeping him here in Boston is a win for the fans as well. But it's not like Roman Anthony was going anywhere, you know? Roman Anthony was under team control. Roman Anthony was going to be here whether you paid him or not. That's just the way it is. That's the way it works for these young players in Major League Baseball. They're under team control, and they go through arbitration, and that's the way it works. He was going to be here whether they extended him or not. He's going to be here at least 5-6 years. So that's the only thing, and that's all Roman Anthony. It has nothing to do. The fans should be happy. The team should be happy. Everybody should be happy. The only person who has any sort of minor beef here is either Roman Anthony or his agent. And frankly, I'm not going to shed any tears for either one of them. They both had a pretty good day today, I would say. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. There's a little more from Sam Kennedy that I want to play here, because I do think the whole relationship between the team and the fans right now is just so hot and cold. It really is. And the one thing that really either keeps it burning or ices it out is the win and loss column. That's really it. All the other stuff is kind of just there. You know, it's kind of superfluous. It doesn't really offer very much. It's just the way people are feeling on that particular day. And listen, I know I'm here every night yelling and screaming about something. I understand my audience. I understand the way that this all sort of goes. But when they come in talking about, we really just trying to understand, you know, the homegrown player. You guys have owned the team a long time. You know exactly what you're doing. And the fact that you've owned the team so long, that's how you were able to get this done. If you were new owners, you wouldn't have thought to email Roman Anthony and have the owner go up and tell him, hey, get ready. There's going to be an offer in your inbox. You wouldn't have done that. You would have just emailed the agent, and the agent would have said, pound sand. We're not going to talk until the fall. And you would have had to wait until the fall, and you probably would have had to pay more. And that's the way it worked. So, listen, it was a good deal. Really, I mean, it was a great deal. If I'm the agent, I'm probably a little annoyed, but, you know, I'm sure that agent's doing just fine, and Roman Anthony's doing just fine, and the Red Sox are doing great. So all in all, there's nothing really to be bothered by. I'm not sure why people are mad at me. People are mad at me and, oh, you're making it sound like Roman Anthony's an idiot. I don't think he's an idiot. I think maybe he left some money on the table, and he probably should have heeded the advice of his agent, whatever that is, but it's his life. It's his money. You know, he can do whatever he wants. And if this is what he wanted, then that doesn't make him an idiot at all. Like, it makes him a 21-year-old who wanted $17 million in his bank account today, which at 21, I would have been okay with even a small portion of that. Even right now, I'd be okay with a small portion of that. Please.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
617-779-7937. Here's something else that Sam Kennedy said that I thought was interesting. He talked about the trade deadline, Craig Breslow, and repeated the, I think, myth that Craig Breslow was, in fact, very aggressive at the deadline.
How do you balance pursuing October baseball, urgent desire to return to that, with what you need to do in terms of how you've rebuilt the system?
Yeah, I mean, it was really fascinating to watch Craig sort of throw caution to the wind. I mean, he was all in, incredibly aggressive in packaging in just about everybody and everything in that farm system. There was a real thought that we were going to get deals done, one deal, two deals done for a controllable starter. We fell short of that. We obviously did get a couple deals done to reinforce the bullpen and the rotation with Dustin coming over. But it was there was not a lot of long-term thinking going on at the deadline. And we were aggressive, but I always quote Dustin Pedroia, but there's no prize for trying. He always says we try at the why, you know, like this is about results. And when we didn't get the controllable sort of targeted starters that we were engaged with, you know, we did feel a sense of frustration, but we quickly picked ourselves up off the mat and we moved on because we knew there were other discussions going on and things that we needed to focus on.
Okay, so he said a little bit more about controllable starters, which we'll play here in just a minute, but that little bit right there, that I thought was interesting. We were aggressive. I couldn't believe how gung-ho Craig Breslow was about trading prospects. He was willing to go out there. Breslow said they were uncomfortably aggressive, which I thought was nonsense. There were teams out there that got a lot more aggressive than you. How about the Padres, who you're going to play tomorrow? They traded the number three prospect in baseball last week. Okay, Leo DeVry. This kid's supposed to be the next big thing in the majors, and they traded him for a closer. And a cost-controlled starter, too, by the way. J.P. Sears went over in that trade, too, along with Mason Miller. And you know what J.P. Sears is? A cost-controlled, pretty good young starter. I guess he's not that young, but still. You know, this idea that there was no cost-controlled pitchers that moved is not true. But before we dive further into that, the Red Sox are considered a team with a good farm system. But how good actually is it? I went over to MLB.com and looked at the top 100 prospects right now. The Red Sox have three in the top 100. They are Franklin Arias at number 33, so they have nothing in the top 25. The password is number 88. And Peyton Tolley, who's supposed to be their best pitching prospect in a generation or whatever, is number 92. So I remember Breslow saying, we can't make other teams like our prospects. And I thought, baloney. You have a good farm system. The Red Sox farm system is considered a well-regarded, high-rated one on all these lists. But I wonder if maybe some of those lists counted Marcelo Meyer, counted Roman Anthony, maybe even counted Christian Campbell and those guys. And without those guys, considered minor leaguers, how great is this system really? They didn't have anybody in the top 10 to offer for Joe Ryan. They didn't have anybody in the top 20 to offer for Joe Ryan. They didn't have anybody in the top 30 prospects in the majors to offer Joe Ryan. So, yeah, they could have. I don't know if they offered Arias, Garcia, and Tolley. I don't know if they offered those three. But I would imagine any cost-controlled young pitcher that they were even going to open up a conversation with, that would be the starting point, and then they would have to just throw in whatever else these teams are asking for. But it's not like we're talking about some, you know, some big prize here. We're talking about, you know, some prospects. A couple of guys in the top 100. No one really in the top 20. No one in the top 30. But we got some guys. And maybe that's really, you know, maybe I was a little dismissive of Breslow and him saying that, you know, other teams didn't like our prospects. Maybe their prospects just aren't that good. Maybe their prospects, considering that, you know, Anthony and Meyer and Campbell aren't really prospects anymore. Now it's just sort of a schmeh farm system. Yeah, you got guys. But you don't have needle movers at the trade deadline. You don't have, you know, guys that are going to move a major, major starting pitcher under team control like Joe Ryan, who is, you know, just the ace in the league right now. It's just you don't have that.
So entering the year before, like, spring training games even began, MLB ranked their farm systems and had the Sox at number 3.
Okay.
But the notable names that they were mentioning, like you were saying, their top 100, they had Roman, Campbell, Meyer, Arias. Those were four in the top 100. You basically take all three of the big three away. I mean, I guess you could still put Campbell in there. They could have.
I think Campbell was off limits. I think when you said Campbell, I wouldn't trade Campbell for anybody, I think that's what the team said too. I don't think he was part of any discussion.
Yeah, but I think kind of going, like, we've seen what Roman Anthony can do. We've seen the potential of Marcelo Meyer. We've seen Campbell, when he's hot, what he can do. Not many people have seen Arias because he's a youngster. No one hasn't seen the password yet because he just got promoted to AAA about a month ago. No one's really seen Peyton Tolley. He just got promoted to AAA Worcester. So I think it's a lot of guys maybe not recognizing these names. And it's also going against the Sox. Like, it's them setting their own bar. If you go from Roman Anthony, Marcelo Meyer to Christian Campbell, then to Franklin Arias, Justinson Garcia, and Peyton Tolley, that's kind of a big drop-off.
That is. That's a major drop-off. That's, you know, a bunch of guys in the top whatever. And now, you know, you're operating outside of the top 30. And still, it's prospect rankings. They could all be totally bogus. Who knows? I mean, I'm sure each team has their own list of prospects and who they think is better and whatever. But when it comes to trade capital, they're going to base it off of stuff like that. And if they don't think that it's enough value or that it's enough players who are going to be able to come and contribute, and that they're getting ripped off somehow, they're not going to trade Joe Ryan. So I wonder if maybe a little bit of that popped up. And maybe the Red Sox farm system isn't quite as great as we all think it is or thought it was. And I don't say that to let Craig Breslow off the hook either, by the way, because there were a lot of moves that he could have made that involved rentals, rental bats. Masataka Yoshida is your DH right now. The guy can't hit out of a paper bag right now. He's hitting 220 or whatever since he came back from his injury. And I feel bad because he's coming back from a serious injury that kept him out a long time. So it doesn't bring me any joy to say this. I was rooting for Masataka Yoshida. But that is beginning to be a problem over there at DH. And there were a lot of guys that moved. There were a lot of bats that moved at the deadline, which I think you should have been more in on. Not to mention, you know, in the bullpen, a lot of closers got moved, a lot of rental guys, older guys, whatever. They got moved. They moved. And the Red Sox did not really get involved in that outside of Steven Matz. And we'll see. We'll see what Steven Matz gives you. And I don't think that was a bad trade. I like it better than the Dustin May trade. I like it better than the Devers trade in terms of the return that you got. But that's basically it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.